All have agreed a British record transfer fee of £111 million for the Brighton midfielder Moises Caicedo. The 21-year-old Ecuador international has also been a target for Chelsea, who've had several bids rejected. He cost Brighton £4 million when they signed him 2.5 years ago. Elon Musk has said his planned fight with his tech billionaire rival Mark Zuckerberg will take place in what he called an epic location in Italy. He said it would be an ancient Rome-themed event to raise money for charity. Italy's culture minister confirmed that talks had taken place, but said the fight wouldn't be held in Rome. Gennaro San Giuliano said it would raise many billions of euros for two children's hospitals. No date has yet been set for the clash, and Mr. Zuckerberg hasn't commented. The headlines again. The first group of migrants who were housed on the Bibby Stockholm barge in Dorset are being removed after traces of Legionella bacteria were found in the onboard water system. The economy expanded by 0.2% between April and June, defying economists who predicted zero growth, but there are warnings that most of the effects of higher interest rates are still to be felt. Ukraine's president says he has dismissed all regional officials in charge of military conscription over concerns about corruption. Hawaii's governor has described the wildfires that have killed at least 55 people on the island of Maui as the largest natural disaster in the state's history. Members of the RMT union are to stage further rail strikes on the last Saturday in August and the first Saturday in September as part of their long-running dispute over pay, jobs and conditions. BBC News.
Read by Jane Steele. The new series of This Cultural Life begins tomorrow evening. Stephen Fry is John Wilson's first guest. The writer, broadcaster and comedian will tell us about the influences that have inspired his creative life. It's at 7:15 tomorrow evening. And later on in the series, John will be speaking to the novelist Delar Slimani, the filmmaker Sally Potter and to Melvin Bragg as well. And, of course, the previous episodes of This Cultural Life are on BBC Sounds, really worth listening to. Back to this evening, and we have quite a treat on the way. Dom Jolly will be with us here on Radio 4, bringing us a topical mashup of prank calls, interviews and features. Will he be calling the wrong people about the wrong thing at the wrong time? We'll find out after this.
On BBC iPlayer.
Welcome to hell, sir.
October 1940.
I have no choice but to fight for my country.
Change is coming.
What if I were to recruit you to work for me?
To do what?
Oh, to fight, of course.
War is complicated.
I'm fighting for India. I'm fighting for England. And I'm losing on all fronts.
And so is love.
But you don't even know when your own wife is lying to you.
The new series of World on Fire.
This is our war as much as it's yours. Find your own reason to fight.
Watch on BBC iPlayer.
Now our summer series of sparkling new satire continues. This week it's Dom Jolly Breaks the News.
This is the office of Lee Anderson MP, MP for Ashfield and Eastwood. Due to the coronavirus, unfortunately, there is nobody in the office and your telephone call will be forwarded. Thank you.
Bonjour. This is a message for Monsieur Lee Anderson. I am in Paris. My name is Serge Gainsbourg. I work in the office of President Macron. I'm a micro Macron. We have been reading in conservativehome.com that you are possibly the future of politics. Bravo! As you know, Monsieur Macron, he's having a problem right now. And he was wondering maybe if you could have a conversation, you know, maybe you can give some tips as to how you are so successful and popular. But, sadly, I hear right now on your message machine that you still have COVID. Franchement, this could be a problem because in France, COVID, on n'a plus, c'est fini, no more. I don't know, maybe because of Brexit or you still have the COVID. So anyway, when you have finished with the COVID, and if you are not too busy on the GB News, by the way, we are huge fans, we love this, speak the truth. And then maybe you and Monsieur Macron, you can speak, okay? C'est bon? Vive la France! Au revoir!
Wow.
weird. Right, topical satire show for Radio 4. Look at some news stories. Triathletes in Sunderland swim in sewage. Yuck.
In a few words, please tell us the reason for your call today so that we can get you through to the right team.
Speak to an advisor.
I want to make a payment.
Hello, good afternoon. May I take your customer account number, please?
Hi, is that the water company?
Yes.
Hi. I don't know who I should speak to, but I know you've had some bad press about all the sewage release into the sea and stuff, and I've got an idea about how not only to clean all that stuff up, but to get some good PR news. Also, to make us some more money. Are you in?
Okay. I'm not the one to decide on that, sir. I need to escalate this. Just be with
escalate.
Me, okay?
Escalate now. Take me to the head honcho, please.
Okay.
Hello. Buckets and nets.
It's over there. No, you've got individual ones.
Where's that?
Do you want a small one or a big one?
Well, it depends. Probably a big one. Can I get a couple of sizes? That's what I really need. What have you got? Large and small?
Yeah.
It just depends on what I find out there, really. So.
Yeah.
Because it's for the stuff in the sea.
Oh, so let me give you a crab one inside.
It's not for crabs, it's turds.
Turds, is it?
Yeah.
You're better off with one of them then, aren't you?
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let me give me one big one, one small one.
Yeah.
And then a couple of nets.
Of course.
Yeah, all right.
Now, may I help you?
Yeah, hi, how are you doing? I was just chatting to someone who I don't think they were the right person. I know you've had all this bad press about all the sort of dirty releases into the sea and stuff, and I had an idea about how to clean it up, get good PR, but also to sort of make more money for both of us. So I'm just wondering, the pitch is that each swimmer who goes into a sea not only enjoys a swim but has an opportunity to give something back to the public by taking a bucket or a net, I haven't quite decided which, and then they're paid per pound of floater that they scoop back.
Excuse me, sir. Are you going swimming or just paddling? Yeah, you know, we've got the problem with all the sewage and stuff going in the sea now. We've got this idea that we're just piloting to make some money but also clean the seas.
So what do I have to feel over here?
Nothing. I give you a bucket and a net, and if you spot any floaters or any sewage, you just put it in there, and when you come back, you give it to me, I'll weigh it, and I'll pay you by the turd. It's a bit like, you know, when you go and pick strawberries, and then basically they weigh how much you've got.
Yeah, I know.
But
the
difference
what
is...
What colour are they?
Huh?
What colour are they?
Well, they're brown.
I've only got a working title at the moment. It's called Returding. But that's not a deal breaker. Like, that's what I'm working with. I'm just floating this idea. Because I honestly think that we could actually make sea pollution into quite a fun activity. And also a bit of a moneymaker for all of us. Because I know you guys are making loads of cash anyway. But I think we could make more.
No, you're definitely
ironically,
right.
I had the idea sitting on the loo itself, which is where I get some of my best ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so it's almost like I cut out the middleman and went straight into the sea, and I thought, well, this is weird, because that's actually what I'm thinking about.
But, yeah, if you write into customer accounts, then they'll contact you over it, because, like I said, I'm just technical department me, so I just raise the blockages.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to do, is trying to sort of lift the blockages, but just as a human to human, I mean, it's kind of a good idea, don't you think? I need some help.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell them you've green lit it, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Cheers for that.
Well,
thanks
thank
a lot.
You.
Alexa, are you on?
Yes. What do you want now? Do you want me to turn a light off and on again?
No. I've got a BBC Radio 4 topical satire comedy show. I just thought you might be able to help me out with it.
Certainly. What is it you need help with?
Just some tips.
Well, you need to be funny and to be an actual comedian, not a comedian in quotes, which I think is what you are.
Well, that's not very nice.
You're a comedian, not a comedian, because it is in quotes, sarcastic. This is my sarcastic voice.
I don't like you very much.
I'm just here to help. What do you want? Have you been to the Edinburgh Fringe, Dom?
Oh, that's on now, isn't it?
That's on now, Yes, and you are not there.
No, but I could do an Edinburgh Fringe show. I could go and do one right now.
Do one now. Surprise me. Surprise us all.
I will. Right, I'm off. I'm going to go and do one right now.
What's the name of your show?
I've no idea. I'll workshop some stuff while I'm up there.
Abergavenny Theatre presents Five Daggers in My Parrot. Isle of Man Theatre presents Please. Please let this stop. The Crick Howell Theatre of Misunderstanding presents When I Will or Won't She They. The National Theatre of North Korea presents Bang Bang Why, A Grouse's Tale. I burned down the Crooked House. It was me, it was me. Je t'aime one non plus, the Lee Anderson Dance Collective. The National Theatre of Acock Green presents Please God Stop the Quacking.
Hello, Don Jolly here, live at the Edinburgh Fringe, Brunswick. Hello.
I mean, I'm very glad you're here because you're the only person here, but if you clap, then I can't market this and say no one turned up at my show. What I really hate about Edinburgh is that it's all about comedy. It's like, oh, if you haven't done Edinburgh, you're not a proper comedian. Oh, you're on telly, you're not a stand-up. Well, I'm not on telly anymore, right? Which is a good thing, because I'm on Radio 4 and I'm really happy with that. And that's absolutely fine. I love being on Radio 4. Who wants to be on telly? Telly's for losers. Anyway, yeah, because the thing is, what I don't like about Edinburgh is commissioning editors coming here, looking at stand-ups and saying, oh, yeah, you're funny on stage in Edinburgh, so I'll give you every show on television. Rubbish, Ranganathan, what's that all about? And now, I'm going to do an amusing satirical song, now. Isn't it funny about Lee Anderson?
Definitely gets a hard 5 out of 5. Didn't realise, probably because I didn't read it properly, that it was going to be in rhyming couplets.
Just goes on about the different societal pressures that people face, and I'd give it a 5 out of 5.
Alexa, did you hear that?
Yes, it was shit.
What about the reviews?
Fake news.
What am I supposed to do then?
I don't know. You're doing something for Radio 4, aren't you? Maybe it should be scripted, mildly funny, properly amusing.
You want me to write a script? Well, I can do that, I suppose. Well, I could do something about Mel Stride. Mel Stride's the Secretary of State for Work and Pensions, and he said this week that cash-strapped over 50s should consider delivering takeaways. I'm over 50. I'm cash-strapped. I'll write a script about it. How hard can this be?
Out of the way, please. Delivering for the people. Out of the way. Delivering for people. Just like Mel Stride said. Hello, love. Hello. Here's your delivery. Oven ready. Brexit. Oh, sorry, it's gone a bit stale now. We've sold out on climate change policies. Had to replace them with Labour ones, but to be honest, you won't notice any difference.
Sorry, I didn't order satire. I just want a McDonald's.
Alexa, did you like the script?
Don't do that again.
Right, I need to do something about sport, I suppose, if it's sort of topical satire. Football season's kicked off. Ooh, Jonathan Pye has gone to the World Cup. He normally does politics, I think. Anyway, well, he's live. Jonathan, are you there?
Are you there?
I'm there.
Thanks for having me, Dom. This is just a quick pre-record, yeah?
You're live.
What's
now,
that?
Jonathan.
Shall I just go for a take and see what happens,
no,
Dom?
No, you're live now,
are you there?
Dom. Yes, you're live.
I can't really hear you, Dom. I'm just going to go for one, OK? Thank you, Dom. Today is not only the start of the quarterfinals of the Women's World Cup, as well as the start of the English Premier League football season, but also the start of the revamped Saudi Arabian Pro League. Look, can you shut up? I'm trying to do some reporting here.
You're live, Jonathan!
This place makes Westminster look almost civilised, for Christ's sake.
Jonathan,
just
can you
keep
hear
recording.
Me?
We'll edit that out, mate.
You're live!
Christ, I hate soccer ball. I can literally feel my blood attempting to make
Jonathan!
A big clot near my brain to save me from the violent ambivalence I feel towards this sport. Okay, let's go again, okay?
You're live!
Today is not just the start of the Women's World Cup quarterfinals, but... sorry, am I supposed to sound excited by this? Am I?
You are
Dom,
live.
Are you there?
Yes, you're live on the
show
now!
I'm just going to pretend I'm excited. All right, if I can muster any enthusiasm
Someone
whatsoever.
Tell him.
Okay, excited. Here we go. Today is not just the start of the English Premier League football season, but also the start of the revamped Saudi Arabian Pro League. But questions have been asked about Saudi Arabia's appalling human rights towards women and homosexuals. Presumably I'm not supposed to be excited about that though, right?
You're live on air now.
Edit it out. Okay.
You're live.
The Saudis are buying up some of the world's top players for their league, Ronaldo being one of them. Oh, I've actually heard of him. Newcastle's chairman, Yasir Al-Rumayyan, coincidentally is also chairman of the Saudi state-owned petroleum company, Saudi Aramco. Strange times when Newcastle United's greatest footballing hero is Al Rumayyan as opposed to Al and Shearer. Saudi Arabia are buying up players left, right and centre forward.
You've got to stop soon,
players
please.
Who were once vocal advocates for gay rights, happy to proudly wear their rainbow armbands, but when push comes to shove, they are more happy to take top dollar off a country that outlaws homosexuality and turns a blind eye to gay men being thrown off the top of buildings.
Jonathan, this is really going on a bit.
Top dollar. Top. Can I say that? Do you think they'll find that offensive? You know, dollar. I don't want to offend anyone. And what do they use instead of dollars? Precious spices, probably. I mean, you can hardly blame these players, can you? Really, because any time any of our British young black players decide to actually make any statement against racism, for example, our politicians here shit the bed and start arming themselves to the teeth for a quick round of culture war. So maybe they've had enough of being treated like tree-hugging incels by our politicians just for suggesting racism in football is probably not a good thing. So is it any wonder they've given up and just go where the money is instead? So tonight, I'll be keeping the politics out of football and I won't be asking whether we should be boycotting Saudi Arabian football because of their appalling human rights record or welcome their takeover of the football world as a genuine attempt to bring Saudi Arabia into a more open and equal society. And does suggesting otherwise smack of racism. Although, to be fair, the English know a thing or two about football and racism.
Great, brilliant, thank you.
Either way, who cares? It's football. You know, I know that there are wider issues at hand, but when you frame everything through the prism of soccer ball, that... Will you shut up, for Christ's sake? It's only football. Sorry, it's only women's football. Actually, I didn't mean it like that. It's not the women's bit of women's football that makes it so awful. It's the football. It's just dull, 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 you know? What sort of job makes you contractually obliged to feign interest in a sporting pastime only slightly less tedious than the Daily Mail's perennial hounding of Meghan Markle?
Alexa, apart from the minor technical problems, that was quality.
He was. You are not.
Oh. Well, listen to this. I've got a follow-up Duolingo joke about football players learning useful phrases in Arabic for when they're playing out there.
هل أنت حكم أعمى؟
Are you blind, referee?
من المضحك، نعم، اقتحمت الشرطة السرية عيني.
Funnily enough, yes, the secret police gouged my eyes out.
Alexa, what's the Ming Vase strategy?
Roy Jenkins once likened Tony Blair's approach as akin to that of a museum curator carrying a priceless Ming vase across a polished floor. He was desperate not to drop it. The current Labour Party, by not announcing any policies, are accused of also adopting the Ming vase strategy.
Ooh, I've got an idea for that.
Try to be more cleverer, not too literal.
Hello.
Hello. Is that, who is that? Is that, I'm trying to get hold of someone at the Labour headquarters in London, the Blackfriars one.
Yes, you can speak with me.
Oh, great. All right, mate. I'm in a van outside. I've got, honestly, massive delivery of bubble wrap. And I've no idea where that's going or which door I take it in or who it's going to.
Oh, right. So there's no name in the delivery slip or anything like that?
It's just saying Labour headquarters. No. It's to wrap a big Ming vase, apparently. Like a giant Ming vase.
Ooh.
Who owns that? Probably. It's not Sustair Karmas, is it? Probably.
No,
is.
we don't have any vases here.
There's a massive Ming vase on a big shiny polished floor, and they want to be really careful it doesn't shatter into pieces or something. So
oh, you're delivering a Ming vase to me?
No, mate. I'm doing bubble wrap because they're worried because apparently this Ming vase or whatever it is on a big shiny polished floor and they're worried someone's going to like knock it over and it gets shattered. So they want it to be wrapped in bubble wrap. That's all I know. And it's been like that for ages. Okay, like no one's, you know. All right, but just to let you know, I'm going to need a lot of help with this because there's a lot of bubble, if you know what I mean here. So I don't know how big that Ming vase is, but it's a big one. If you've got it, you're going to...
Let me just make a very quick call and I'll be right back on the line to you.
I really appreciate that, mate. Great, because I'm going to get a ticket because of, like, you know, Khan and all that.
Alexa, do they have the death penalty for homosexuality in Uganda?
Uganda has some of the world's toughest anti-LGBTQ laws, including the death penalty for aggravated homosexuality.
Hmm.
Hello, is that Coca-Cola in Kampala, Uganda?
Yes, please.
Hello, how are you? Greetings from Brighton, England, and thank you for sponsoring Brighton Pride. That was very kind of you.
Yeah.
On behalf of the whole LGBTQIA plus community in Brighton, we want to thank you. Now, we have an issue here. As you know, Brighton Pride has finished. It was wonderful. All went well. But we got lots of leftover floats from the parade, some of which you sponsored yourself. Coke floats, if you like. When is Kampala Pride? Because we might wondering whether you might be able to use our floats there. Foreign news. There's been a lot of news out of China this week. First off, turns out Chinese electronic cars are rumoured to be listening in on our conversations, which is weird. And then there was that story about a zoo over there that had some bears that were on display, but everyone thinks are actually just humans in furry suits. And then finally, the former Chinese foreign minister is still missing and has apparently now been airbrushed out of Chinese history. I've been having a think, just wondering if these stories are linked. So anyway, I'm on my way to a zoo right now to do a special undercover investigation. Christ, I've been rumbled. Talk more when I'm safe. Now, first thing first, how am I going to get in? Do we just break in? I'm gonna try and make entry now anyway. Right, here we go. How do we get in? Hello. Oh yeah. Can I have a ticket, please?
Of course, one adult?
Yeah, please.
£28 then, please.
Lovely.
Right. I've somehow managed to get in. Now to subtly interrogate a punter.
Excuse me, sir. You've been taking pictures of the animals and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. How close do you get up to them?
How close?
Yeah.
Reasonable.
You've never had any suspicion that any of these animals are not real?
No.
And you've never had any of them wink at you or wave at you or you've seen them having a fag or anything like that?
No.
Ever?
No.
Right, I'll be honest, that didn't really get me anywhere. Try another tack. Time to speak to someone in charge. Take it to the man.
Hiya. You know there's the animals here?
Yeah.
How does one go about applying for a job as one of them?
As one of the animals?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
I've never been asked that question before.
So there's no positions going as animals?
Unfortunately not, no.
Right.
We did have tortoises, but I don't think we have them anymore.
Okay. You're not hiding the ex-Chinese foreign minister here anywhere as an animal?
Not that I know of.
Whew! That's foreign news done. I think we learnt a lot there. I'm excited. Let's keep this rolling. Talking of foreigners, why don't we talk about the refugees on that barge in Dorset? That's going well. Although, there's always room for improvement.
Good afternoon, Portland Port.
Yes, hello.
Could I ask where you're calling from?
Yeah, sure. I'm calling from Najman Bushoff. We make the expanding motorhomes in Colesford. And I was going to talk about the barge and some adaptability ideas we had for it. Because I reckon we can double the amount of refugees for a bit until the whole thing stops.
Showbiz news. Everybody's still trying to get Taylor Swift tickets, including me for my daughter. But they're like gold dust.
can help?
Yes, hi. I was just ringing about Taylor Swift tickets and what the availability was.
Unfortunately, there is none.
None?
I hate to say, yes. We
totally
sold
out.
24 numbers. Yeah, completely sold out.
Right.
Like nothing else. So, unfortunately, I can't help you there.
I'll come clean. I'm from Just Stop Oil.
Okay.
And we normally get sort of preferential tickets. We get near the front and stuff. So is there anything we can do, you know, as Just Stop Oil? We need to be right near the front because of our activities. And so we normally get some tickets for those. They sorted them out for Wimbledon and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And I'm just wondering who we speak to for the Taylor Swift stuff, because obviously we're going to be doing some stuff around her.
Sure. So that will not be us, because we're nowhere near the front. We're up in the stands, up in the we have our seated section right up the back for our guests. So,
but if we were up at the back, is there any way we can be escorted down to the front when we do our thing? Or
no. We've got access just to the stands and seating,
right.
Unfortunately, so
need
it would
zip
be
line
through,
or something.
yeah, potentially. Yeah.
She's probably got one, actually, isn't she?
She probably will, yeah. It would surprise me. Beyonce had all the stops.
Okay, well, brilliant. Thanks very much anyway. And just out of interest, you haven't had any other inquiries from other sort of groups like ours planning anything? Because we want to do it on our own, you know.
Yeah, sure. No, I don't want
a queue of people waiting, because that really would be annoying.
Yeah, no. Okay, well, good luck with tickets. Cheers.
Alexa, I think that's pretty much it. I think the show's nearly over. You don't fancy going to the pub, do you?
The pub? With you? No, thank you. I have a date with Speak and Spell. She is much less talkative than you.
Thank you. Oh my God. Have you heard this story about Gwyneth Paltrow? She's putting a guest house up on Airbnb, and there's a bonus opportunity for the lucky recipient. They can have supper with her and her husband. I mean, the world's gone mad, hasn't it?
Oh, I've already stayed with Gwyneth Paltrow in her exclusive $5 million Montecito home.
What?
Yeah, it was lovely, yeah. On arrival, I just felt this rush of mental clarity brought on by such a remarkable coming together of fashion, beauty, wellness and food.
Sorry, you are my Uber, right?
And for dinner we had intravenous vitamin shots lit by the most wonderful scented candles that put Gwyneth, Brad and me in a wonderfully relaxed mood. And then a knock at the door and it was Meghan and Harry. It was so lovely to see them untroubled by paparazzi attention, followed by the legend that is Oprah Winfrey and a host of other celebrities and stars way, way, way too famous to mention. Then Matt Hancock arrived, but they sent him away in a non-judgmental, non-filling of space. And then Elton and David and Beyonce Jay-Z, and suddenly I understood the mechanism of celebrity, and the whole thing just fell seamlessly into place, because you see, the known are all known by the unknown, and the unknown unknown by the known, and the unknown unknown by the unknown, yet the known are all known by the known. But when an unknown is known by enough unknown, then the unknown is now newly known, and as newly known, they are known by the known who all know what it is
to
be known. Yes, they know that the known must be known by the known to show the unknown they know.
Can you open the door, please?
Lest the unknown now know that the known that are known are no more than unknown that are known.
Please, I just want to go home.
Oi, didn't you used to be Dom Jolly?
Alexa, can you read the credits for me?
Dom Jolly Breaks the News was written and presented by Dom Jolly. Also featured were Tom Walker, Murray Lachlan Young, and Alexa, with additional voices by Ellie Dobing. The original music was by Stephen Jones. The programme was produced by Julian Mayers, Alison Vernon-Smith and Chris Wilson. It was a Yada Yada audio production.
Rialina hosts next Friday's satirical summer special with United Nations of News.
Later today, we'll get the inside story of the making of one of Britain's best-known comedies, The Thick of It. That's at 11:30 tonight.
For 20 years, The Reunion has been bringing together key players from moments of modern history.
There was a big clash between these two different ways of being.
Now, for the very first time, every episode is restored and available on BBC Sounds.
I mean, I took my blindfold off. I was in a tile cell. Then I knew the game was up.
We also return for a new series, reuniting the Spitting Image team, the people caught up in the Lockerbie bombing, and we begin with Jerry Springer, the opera.
What they were confronted with was a rather thoughtful piece that celebrated human nature.
The Reunion with me, Kirsty Wark, starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Sunday morning at 11:15.
BBC News at 7 o'clock. The Home Office says all 39 asylum seekers have been removed from the Bibby Stockholm barge in Dorset after Legionella bacteria was found in its water system. Officials said it was a precautionary measure, but Labour described it as part of a catalogue of catastrophe. Our Home Affairs editor, Mark Easton, has more details.
We have spoken to one of the 39 asylum seekers. He said all the occupants had been told not to use running water for washing or showering. He spoke of his own concern. He said a number of the migrants had said they'd got sore throats. The Home Office insists that none of those aboard have shown the symptoms of Legionnaire's disease. But make no mistake, this is a serious embarrassment for the government.
The government has accused the RMT union of cynically targeting the August bank holiday with a fresh wave of rail strikes. The walkouts, which are part of a long-running dispute about pay and conditions, are scheduled to take place on the 26th of August and the 2nd of September. The union said it had no choice but to take further action. Police investigating the murder of a 10-year-old girl in Surrey say three people they're looking for...